having more fun than a human being should be allowed to have. So, Obama says he wants to reward doctors for the quality and not the quantity of their work and their procedures. I'll just tell you, it's a damn good thing for Obama, Dr. Chicago, that the last election was decided on the quantity and not quality of his voters. As all elections always are. Dr. Chicago, I think that works. Dr. Chicago, not Dr. Obama, Dr. Chicago. And another little news here for CNN. Detroit area jobless rate topped 17%. CNN said earlier this week recession is over. Government report shows unemployment continues to rise in the Motor City. California's Riverside area also ranks. And by the way, this is a CNN story. Whoa. It's by Ben Rooney, CNNmoney.com. Right. So he needs to talk to the TV people over at CNN because they say the recession's over. But here's Detroit, 17% unemployment. We have a call from Australia to lead off with. Samuel from Canberra, Australia. He's a subscriber at Rush 24/7, listening on the web stream. Sam, it's great to have you on the project. You may be the second person, maybe the third from Australia that we've had on the air.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, Rush.
Thank you, sir.
I'm just calling about the payment bundling. It seems very similar to me to the Medicare bulk billing scheme that we have down here in Australia, which has just really turned into a bit of a failure. It's got lots of convoluted paperwork. Basically, the way it works, you take your Medicare card with you to the doctor or wherever you're going, you swipe your Medicare card, and through some very convoluted government process, the doctor then gets paid. But they get paid once every few months, so in a bulk payment. To make this worse, the payments don't keep up with the cost of living, so, you know, doctors have to do convoluted paperwork, the payments aren't worth it, they only come through every few months, and they have all these bureaucrats scrutinizing every transaction, so they stop using it. Most doctors down here will not bulk bill now, forcing patients to pay on the spot with cash or a credit card or whatever.
Well, that's the greatest health care reform we could ever have. People paying for it. People paying for, whoa! A novel idea.
The thing is, though, you then take your invoice from the doctor to a government Medicare office, and you can stand in line for an hour or so, and then they'll fill out more paperwork and give you some of your money back. It's taken us over 30 years to get to this point from when Medicare was introduced.
Yeah.
People complain about the public health system no end down here, but yet. People are so dependent on it.
You know, this is the thing, Samuel. This is just, you know, a little microcosm. Wherever in the world, in all of world history, socialism, liberalism has been tried with unchecked power, it has never worked. It's never, ever worked. Somehow, though,
precisely,
people buy the promise. They buy the good intention idea. They somehow deny their own experiences with this stuff not working. I know it's a lot more complicated than that as to how the left has gotten away with it. But so, could you say with any knowledge that more and more doctors refusing to treat Australian Medicare patients?
I wouldn't say they're refusing to treat.
They're opting Medicare, opting out of the Medicare system there. I mean, treat the patients, but they're demanding cash on the spot or some other form of payment. More and more, that's happening more and more.
Yes, it is. It is.
And, of course, that only leaves the people who can't afford to opt out, and they're the ones getting the shaft. I'm glad you called here. A good friend of mine, a man well-known to this audience, Professor Hazlett, is in Australia. Uh-huh. He's there with his wife and his girls, and he's on vacation of sorts. And he sent me the following story last night from Australia's ABC News, the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. It is hilarious.
That's our version of the state-run media.
Yeah, of course. This story is just... Let me summarize this before reading it to you. What happened was this. The Wilderness Society went over and were throwing a big party at the Fox Studios in Australia. The Wilderness is a bunch of environmentalist wackos. They threw a party to celebrate closing off certain natural areas, natural wildlife and natural just land areas that happen to be land where the Aborigines live and do whatever it is they do. So the Aborigines, their land was rendered useless by these elite, effete snobs in the environmental movement. And, of course, the Aborigines don't have anywhere near the income or the lifestyle of these wilderness society people. The Aborigines rented some limousines and crashed the party that the Wilderness Society threw, and they had a massive protest, and the Wilderness Society effete snobs were totally caught off guard. They had no clue that this was going to happen. They were just, this is funny in multiple dimensions. Here it is. Now, this was, I guess, your time, July 20, doesn't say what the date is, but,
well,
yeah.
Well, 2:39 a.m. here, if that helps.
Yeah, so it was yesterday morning. It was in yesterday morning's paper. Wilderness Society is used to conducting its own protests and street theater, but the tables were turned last night when a group of Aboriginal activists from Cape York gate-crashed a fundraising party in Sydney. Two giant koala bears led a group of Aboriginal people in chains through the entertainment district of Sydney's Fox Studios. The Cape York Aborigines went to Sydney to protest about Queensland's Wild Rivers legislation, which bans development within 2 kilometers of gazetted rivers. Now, the Aborigines blame the Wilderness Society for instigating legislation, which they argue denies them the ability to even use their land. So they showed up, they had these limousines, they had themselves in chains being led by koalas. And, of course, here you have these hoity-toity effete snobs and their little finger sandwiches and their Chablis and their Brie and whatever, and they're congratulating themselves for this marvelous environmental advancement. And here come native people who supposedly are the beneficiaries of all of this anti-development just ripping them to shreds. I think it is so hilarious. It is absolutely wonderful. And I had the story later down on the stack, but you happened to call, so I thought I would take the occasion of your being from Australia to mention this to people.
Yeah, well, it's not just the Aborigines who dislike the wilderness movement down here and are annoyed with all of their closing off various parks and things and stopping logging. And they seem to just completely want to shut down the economy.
Well, that's exactly what's happening here, and they're succeeding. They are shutting down the U.S. economy.
Even now, Samuel,
it has been discovered that federal bureaucrats have been told to avoid places like Orlando and Las Vegas when they have to leave Washington for meetings. Mm. A casino just filed for bankruptcy in Las Vegas. Obama said the days of getting on your plane and flying to Vegas are over if you're a corporate executive. All of these, the hospitality business in this country is suffering greatly, along with many others, because people are just, the government people are told don't go there, and others are afraid to.
Well, one final comment, Rush. I hope that the U.S. government follows Australian government lead and does not put in cap and trade. I don't know if you've heard of Senator Steve Fielding down here, who's opposed to it, but he's part of a growing movement against emission trading schemes.
Samuel, hang on. I have something on that in the stack that I am looking for. Yeah, you are a gold mine today, Samuel. Hang on a minute. I didn't make it a priority today, but it's here, and it's a trick that Harry Reid is attempting to get cap and trade passed without any debate whatsoever as part of the health care bill. I'll find it. I've got it here somewhere, and I'll share it with you. But this is something they're working on. It would be one of these things where they would put forth the amendment, the legislation, have no debate on it, do it like a Friday afternoon, like they did the 300-page amendment to the first cap and trade thing. So the Democrats are going to slither around and try to get cap and trade done somehow with nobody knowing about it. Because that's in trouble, too. Everything in Obama's agenda is in deep trouble. Anyway, Samuel, great to have you as a member of the audience at Rush 24/7. I'm glad that you called. Thanks much. We've got to run. Be back and continue right after this.
When they say talk radio, they really mean Rush on the EIB network.
I need to shout big correction. I was wrong about the story I was trying to find. It is not cap and trade that they're trying to sneak into the healthcare bill. It is card check. its card check, which is already doesn't have the votes. Roll Call is reporting that as Senate Democrats struggle to hammer out a compromise bill on union organizing, Dingy Harry is sketching a process for railroading the bill through the floor as quickly as possible to prevent Republicans from rallying a major campaign against it. According to Democrat aides quoted by Roll Call, it was yesterday, top Democrats are going to look to make their move as fast as possible. This is not the kind of thing where we would have a long, drawn-out rollout. We have to say, here's the deal, get to the floor, get it passed before anybody can mobilize against it. While everybody's watching health care, while everybody's focused on health care, Dingy Harry plans to bring up card check and ram it through while nobody's paying any attention.